Today's daf is Hoyrius daf Gimel, and we are two lines from the bottom of daf Beis Amid Beis. So Masechtas Hoyrius begins with a yachid that did an avera b'shoigeg, but the type of shoigeg was unique. This was a yachid that had gone to Beis Din. He asked Beis Din a shaila: is this kosher or is this not kosher? Can I do this or can I not do it? Beis Din was meiko. Beis Din said, it's okay, you can eat this piece of meat. And afterwards, it was nisbarer that Beis Din made a mistake. Bishoygig. Beis Din accidentally gave him the wrong psak. And it turned out that this person ate something that he wasn't supposed to eat. It was a dover shizdoy nekaris. Ordinarily, if somebody does an avera shizdoy nekaris, b'shoigig, he brings a karban chata. Says the Mishnah that being that this person was acting al pi ahiraz bezdin, we look at him as a shoigig karav l'oynis. The halacha is he's potter from bringing a karban Chatas. Now the Gemara said, "I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Shmuel." Rabbi Yehuda heard in the name of his great Rabbi Shmuel that Zudivi Rabbi Yehuda, that the Mishnah, although it's mentioned as a Stam Mishnah, is really a Das Yachid. It's the opinion of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Avol Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim hold that there's no difference between a Shigigas Maisa. There's no difference between a Shigigas Hayra. At the end of the day, this person did an Aver B'Shoigig, and Aver Shizdoin Akaris, and as a result, the Halach is that he's going to be Chayiv. So the Gemara said, who's this Rabbi Yehuda and who's this Rabbanon? So the Gemara brought two braises. The first braisa was a stam braisa that mentioned a drasha in nefesh achas techete b'shkaga basoisa harei elu gimel miyutin. And we learn from there, the third miyut, the one that's negeya arsugya, is the oisa mipiatz mechayev by Raz Bezdin potter, that if somebody doesn't have a b'shoikik by Raz Bezdin, he's going to be potter. Now this is a Stam Sifra. Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. Thus you have a Braisa, who, although it doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda, we know is Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that Shigigas Hayra is going to be Potter. My Rabbanan. And then the Gemara brought a second Braisa, a very convoluted Braisa, a Braisa that took almost a half a Amud, where there's issues with the Gersois, etc., etc. But at the end of the day, what came out of that Braisa was that the Tan of that Braisa was clearly of the opinion that a Yochid that doesn't have Eir B'Shoigig, Shezdoin Akaris, Alpi, Shigigas Bezdin, Shigigas Hayra, Bezdin gave him the wrong Psak, Talachis, he's going to be Chayiv Chatas. So you have two Braises. The first one's a Stam Sefraz, Rabbi Yehuda. The second one is going to be the Rabbanan. The problem is, the second Braisa was also a Stam Sifra. The second Braisa didn't have a name. And it was also a Sifra. So Lechura, both Braises are Stam Sifras. Now, you can't have two Braises that contradict each other. And an easy way out is going to be one Braisa is going according to one Tana, the other Braisa is going according to the other Tana. The question, however, is, how do you know which one to attribute to Rabbi Yehuda? If only the first one was a Stam Sifra, so you would know that the first one's Rabbi Yehuda. But Lechura, they're both Stam Sifras. So even if you want to tell me one is Rabbi Yehuda, it makes sense that the other Tana in the Sifraz Rabbi Yehuda, because Stam Sifraz Rabbi Yehuda. But how do you know which Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda? How do you know Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says Potter, and the Chachamim are the ones that say Machmer? Thus, Shmuel's comment that our Mishnah is Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Efshefakert, in a Veinik Tanan, Mimai, the Kamaisa, Rabbi Yehuda, Basraisa, Rabbanon, Emo Ipcha. At the end of the day, we had two Braises. And it's from these two Braises that Shmuel knew there was a Machloikis. But how did Shmuel know who holds what? How did he know that the first Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda, and the second Braisa is the Rabbanon? Emo Ipcha. Maybe it's just the opposite. The first Braisa was a drasha. We just mentioned part of the drasha, but the Braisa in its entirety discusses three miyutim that are learned out from this pasuk. And we learn nefesh is coming to be mamayit, achas is coming to be mamayit. These three miyutim mentioned in the pasuk. Says the Gemara, this precedence, we find a very similar Braisa where Rabbi Yehuda was discussing something completely unrelated. It's in Seder Kachin. It's in Parshat Tzav, where Rabbi Yehuda makes a similar drasha, and that's how Shmuel knew that the time of this Braisa must be Rabbi Yehuda as well. What's this other Rabbi Yehuda? The time we learned the Braisa, says, Zois Teiras Ha'Oila, He, Harei Elu Shloisha Miyutim, Zois Ha'Oila, He, we learned three Miyutim. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda learned three Miyutim from a Pasuk in Parshat Tzav. Here you have a Pasuk that has three Miyutim. Probably that Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda as opposed to the other one, meaning Lechura, what? How else would you learn this price? I mean, if it's three miyutim, it's three miyutim. And if it was Rav Meir, he would have learned three miyutim. So the truth is, it's talu already in the sugyas of a miyut, acha miyut, ala the rabbis. Sometimes when you have a miyut after a miyut, we assume the second miyut is coming to be marba. It's not all so coming to be mamai. The point is, there would be another way to learn the pasuk. Yet, Rabbi Yehuda darshan three miyutim. This precedence in another price, Rabbi Yehuda did the same thing. That's Shmuel knew the first price is probably Rabbi Yehuda. The second price is Rabbanav. Iba Yaseima. Or Adayin Ani Yomer Leimotzes Mukhas like Rabbi Yehuda. The second brisa can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because in that very wordy brisa, one of the things the brisa said was Diktani Roif Kol Shechatu Bezdin Mevin Aleim Par. The brisa over there mentioned the Par Halam Davashal Tzibur, where if Bezdin made a mistake and Roif of Kla Yisrael acted upon that mistake, so we know the halacha is that there was a Par Halam Davashal Tzibur brought. Now there's going to be a big machloikis tanam, a three way machloikis, Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, in a mishnah later in the parak that discusses who had a pay for that par. Rav Meir says Bezdin paid for the par. Rav Yehuda says that each shevet had to pay for its own par. So if 12 shvatim sinned, there were actually 12 paros, and each shevet had to pay for its own par. Now this brisa said that if the majority of the kol sins, Bezdin brings the par. V'i Rav Yehuda, Amar Tzibur Huda Maisi, Bezdin loy. And it's for that reason Shmuel knew that that brisa can't be Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda is the one that holds that it's not Bezdin that brings the par, it's rather the kohol that brings the par. The Tanan, Rav Yehuda, Oymer, Shiva Shvatim Shechatu, if seven Shvatim sin, Mevim Zayim Parim, they bring Zayim Parim. It's not Bezdin that brings the par, it's the Shevet itself brings the par. So that's how Shmuel knew that it must be the first brisa is Rav Yehuda, the second brisa is the Chacham. How did he know it? Number one, the first brisa mentions three miyutim in one pasuk. This presents Rabbi Yehuda did that. Number two, the second brisa mentions that the par halam davar shel tzibur was brought by Bezdin. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is the par halam davar shel tzibur was brought by the kohol. So those two reasons, he knew that if you have a stira between two brises, one of them is probably Rabbi Yehuda, because the rule is that stam sefra is Rabbi Yehuda. It's the first one that's Rabbi Yehuda. It's the second one that's the chacham. Either way, so Rav Yehuda heard from his Rebbe Shmuel that said that even though the first Mishnah Masechtas Ha'iriyos sounds like it's Halacha Psuka, in fact, it's the opinion of a Yochid. It's the Shita of Rav Yehuda the Tana. But the Chachamim argued, Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Rav Nachman was also Talmud of Shmuel, and he heard a little differently from his Rebbe Shmuel. He heard that Shmuel said Zu Divrei Rameir, meaning the same premise that the Tana of the Mishnah is a Das Yochid, but it's not the Tana of Yehuda. It's the Tana of Rav Meir, Rav HaChachamim, Rav Yochid, Shasa Be'Raz Bezdin Chayev, but the Chachamim argue and the Chachamim hold that a Yochid that does appear as Raz Bezdin is going to be Chayev. Says the Gemara, my Rabbanon. Who's this Rav Meir? Meaning, just like we didn't have a Mefurish Rav Yehuda, we don't have a Mefurish Rav Meir either. So who's Rav Meir and who's Rav Yehuda? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, it's the following Braisa. Hayru Va'asu, if Bezdin Paskin, and they acted upon the Psak of Bezdin. Rameir Poiter, Rameir says Potter, the Chachamim Mechayvim, and the Chachamim say Chayiv. Says the Gemara Manos. Now this Braisa, in a vacuum, is very, very ambiguous. It's missing a lot of information. All the Braisa says is Hoiru. Who Paskin? I don't know. Va'asu, and they did. Who did? I don't know. Rameir says Potter. Potter from what? And the Chachamim say Chayiv. Chayiv from what? So we're missing a lot of information in this Braisa. We'll see. The Gemara is going to have seven Pshatim, and what this brisa might mean, one of them is going to relate to our sugya, and that's why the Gemara is bringing it. So the Gemara begins. Man also, who are the ones that did? Ilema Bezdin. Doesn't mean Bezdin. Meaning Bezdin Paskin. They made a mistake. And then Bezdin acted upon their psak. Rameir Poiter will mean there's no par helam davar shel tzibur. The Chachamim Mechayvim will mean there is a par helam davar shel tzibur. The problem is, if it's Bezdin that did the Aveira, my time the Rabbanon Mechayvi. Why the Rabbanon say Chayv? Time we learn to the Brisa, Yochel, Hiru Bezdin, Vasu Bezdin, Yochel, Yuchayavim. I would thought if Bezdin made a mistake. And then Bezdin was the one that acted upon their mistake. Meaning it wasn't the Yidden that acted upon Bezdin's mistake. It was Bezdin that acted upon Bezdin's mistake. I would have thought it should be Chayv, Tamadoimer, Hakol, Vasu. Maisa Toli, Bekol, Vairo, Toli, Bezdin. The way the par helam davar shel tzibur works is Bezdin plays a role, and the kol plays a role. Bezdin's role is, they get the wrong psak. The kol's role is, they follow the wrong psak of Bezdin. So you can't tell me, Hayru Va'asu means that Bezdin themselves acted upon their own psak. Because if that's the case, there's no machloikis. There's no one that's going to say chayiv. And in this brisa, the chachamim say chayiv. So, strike one. That can't be pshat of the brisa. Ella, maybe what it means is, Hayru Bezdin Va'asu Roiv Kol. It means Bezdin Paskin, and Roiv of the kol acted upon Bezdin's psak. If that's the case, that's textbook Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur. That's Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur 101. That is what a Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur is. Bezdin makes a mistake. Roiv of the Kohol acts upon the mistake. They're supposed to be Chayiv. If that's the case, my time to Rameir the Poiter. How could Rameir and the Braisa say Potter? In the Braisa, there's a Machloikis. Rameir says Potter. The Chachamim say Chayiv. If we're talking about where Bezdin made a mistake and Roiv of the Kohol acted upon their mistake, no one's going to say Potter. Ella Lav says the Gemara. So if you have a Braisa, and we're not really sure what this Braisa means, the only problem probably means Hayru Bezdin Va'asu, not Va'asu Roiv of the Kol, but rather Va'asu Miyot of the Kol, less than Roiv of the Kol. And you have a Machloikis, Rameir says Patech, Chamim say Chayiv. What's the Machloikis? V'Hakom Ivligi, our Mishnah. Mar Sava Yachid Shasabei Ros Bezdin Patech, Rameir says Patech, because he holds that when a Yachid acts upon a Ros Bezdin, he's Patech, Mar Savar, and the Chachabim hold Yachid Shasabei Ros Bezdin Chayiv. Then when a Yachid acts up here a Ros Bezdin, he's going to be Chayiv. So Rav Nachman said that I think, you know what Shmuel maybe heard this from? Shmuel said that the Tana of our Mishnah is Rameir. Who's this Rameir? There's no such Rameir anywhere. It could be it's that very mysterious Rameir, that Braisa that mentions a Machloikas Rameir in the Chachabim, where we're missing a lot of information in the Braisa. And frankly, we don't even know what the Braisa is talking about. Hayru Va'asu. Rameir says, Pater Cham Seichai. Maybe that was the case. Hayru Va'asu. Bezdin Paskin. They were the Hayru. Va'asu was a meal of the nation. The halacha is that according to Rameir Yopater, because a yachid sha'asa al pi ayraz bezdin is pater from the carbon chatas, and the chachamim say chayiv, says the Gemara, it's not muchach. Meaning there's four alternative ways that we could possibly explain the price. Amar Rav Papa, the kuliyama yachid sha'asa al pi ayraz bezdin pater. Maybe everybody holds a yachid sha'asa al pi ayraz bezdin is pater, like the Stam Mishnah. Elo, what then is the machloik is bezdin mashlam the roiv tzibur kamifli. It could be the shayla was, we are half of the Jewish nation, exactly half of Klal Yisrael did an avera, b'shoigig al pi hayraz bezdin, and bezdin also did. The question is, does bezdin count to tip the scale to create a roiv so that you'd have the par halam davash al tzibur, or does bezdin not count? Mar sava bezdin mashal the roiv tzibur, umar sava ein bezdin mashal the roiv tzibur. And maybe that was the machloikis. Machloikis was hayru va'asu. Bezdin paskin, and Bezdin did. The question is, if Bezdin are the ones that did, there's no par helm davash al tzibur. The terraces were missing information. Bezdin's not the only one that did. The Yidden also did. If the Yidden did, then you're definitely chayv a par helm davash al tzibur. No, half the Yidden did. So in terms of the Yidden, you don't have enough. All you have is half. Bezdin also did. Rameir poitek, because Rameir says you don't add Bezdin to the cheshbon. Bezdin is completely excluded from the chelik ha'asiyah of the parhal and davash al tzibur, and the chachamim hold you could add bezin to the chashmet. Another pshat hayru bezin va'asu rubay sholka. It's talking about where bezin paskin roiv of the kol de davera. So the question is, if that's the case, that's a classic parhal and davash al tzibur. My chachamim Rav Shimon, who are the chachamim Rav Shimon? Oh, my tzibur maisi u bezin maisi. So we mentioned before two of the three shitas of who paid for the parhal and davash al tzibur. Rameir says bezin paid for it. Rabbi Yehuda says the Kohol paid for it. There's a third sheet, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says there were two parim, Bezdin and the Kohol, both. Each shevet had to bring its own par, plus Bezdin had to bring a par as well. Now, Rameir's sheet is that only Bezdin paid for it. Rabbi Shimon's sheet was Bezdin and the Kohol. In other words, Rameir and Rabbi Shimon, if they're talking to each other, they're arguing. Rabbi Shimon's saying two parim. Rameir's saying one par. Maybe that's machlokes. Hayru va'asu. Who was Asu Roiv of the Kohol? Everyone agrees you need to bring a par. That's true. But Rameir Poiter, the second par. Rameir says only one par. Only Bezdin brings a par. Rav Shimon says, no, there's two par. That Bezdin has to bring a par, plus the Tzibur has to bring its own par. Maybe that's the machloikis. So it's Rameir L'shitasai that only Bezdin brings a par. And the Chachamim that argue are Rav Shimon. Maybe that's pshat in the Braisa. The Iba is saying, alternatively, Shevet Sha'asu by Raz Bezdin. Could be the Braisa is discussing Hayru. Va'asu Hayru was the Bezdin of an individual shevet. And this too is related to a Mishnah later, where the Mishnah says that the classic case of Parah and Davash al Tzibur is when the Bezdin Hagadol, the Sanhedrin, are the ones that issued the Psak. We'll see, in the Mishnah there's a discussion, what if it was the Bezdin of a particular shevet? If that was the Bezdin that issued the Psak, are you going to have the Halacha, or you're not going to have the Halacha of Parah and Davash al Tzibur? Meaning if a shevet, Bezdin, issued a Psak for that shevet, is there a Parah and Davash al Tzibur or not? Again, in a sugi that the Gemara discusses in great detail in the coming Dafin. But either way, says the Gemara, maybe that's the Shail. Uman Chacham Rabbi Yehuda. The Hanyul into the Brayse Shevet also by Raz Beis Dina Oysa Shevet Chayet. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if a Shevet paskins for its Shevet, that Shevet has to bring a parallel in Davash Al Tzibur. Rabbi Meir argues, maybe that's the Machloikas. It was Hayru Va'asu, Hayru, the Bezdin of a particular Shevet, Va'asu. Now the question is there a parallel in Davash Al Tzibur or not? Rabbi Meir says, no, it has to be the Bezdin Agodol. The Chachamim is Rabbi Yehuda, who's going to be mentioned later in the Perek, who holds that even if it's the Bezdin of a particular shevet, that's enough to be chayiv. The Iba is saying, but one last pshat, gigan shechatu shisha. What happened was, Hayru was the Bezdin Agadol. Who was Asu? It was either six of the Shvatim, the Hein Rubei Shalkal, but most of the population. Oy shiva, or it was seven of the shvatim, so you have most of the shvatim, afal pisha in a ruba shakal, even though it's not the majority of the kal. Masisamani Reb Shimon Alazi, the time Reb Shimon Alazi of Mishmoy, chatu shisha de ruba shakal, oy shiva afal pisha in ruba shakal, chayavim. We see a chiddish of Reb Shimon Alazi, something again that's going to be discussed later in the parak, where Reb Shimon Alazi holds that you don't necessarily need roiv of the kal. Roiv of the kal or roiv of the shevet of the Shvatim is enough to bring the power home to Abishal Tzibor. Rameyer argues, Rameyer says you have to have Roiv of the Kol. If you don't have Roiv of the Kol, you're not going to have a power home to Abishal Tzibor. So it comes out, maybe that was the Shail over here. Rameyer, who said, Hayruva Asu Pater, it's talking about where you didn't have Roiv of the Kol. Shimon Alazar is the Chachamim in this Braisa, that say Chayiv, because he holds that if you have Roiv of the Shvatim, meaning most of the Shvatim were complicit in this Avera, even though the amount of people that were involved do not add up to the majority of the population, that's enough for you to be Chayiv Exhale. In other words, what the Gemara just did was, the Gemara was bringing a Makar. Who is this Rameyer? The Rav Nachman heard in the name of Shmuel said is the Tan of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah sound like everybody agrees that if Hayru Bezdin and a Yochid acts al Pi'ay Ra's Bezdin, meaning he doesn't have Avera B'shoigik, something Shazdoin Akaris, he's going to be potted from being in the Karban Chattas. But Rav Nachman said, I heard from Shmuel that not everybody agrees that way. Zudivi Rameyer. Rav Yehuda heard from Shmuel, Zudivi Rav Yehuda. Rav Nachman heard from Shmuel, Zudivi Rameyer. The Gemara wanted to find a Rameyer. So Gemara says, I don't have a Mufurish Rameyer, but I do have a very mysterious price. I have a price Rameyer. The Chavim arguing about chiyuv, not chayv. I don't even know what they're talking about. Maybe this is what they're discussing. Maybe they're discussing hayru v'asu, where a minority of the yidden did an avera, whether or not there's a chiyuv chatas yachid. Rameir is going to say potter, and the Chavim are going to say chayv. But the Gemara said there's many other pshatim that all relate to sugyas that the Gemara is going to discuss later. So again, it's very hard to fully grasp what we just went through, because really these are ideas that the Gemara is going to flesh out in much greater detail later in the parak. For now, we just got a little smorgasbord of ideas that's going to be discussed. Regardless, could be this is the Makartra Meir, could be it's not the Makartra Meir, but either way, we have two Amma Yoram who both heard in the name of Shmuel that our Mishnah is really the opinion of Adas Yochid. Zu Divrei, either Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir, but what's more important is that the Chachamim argue, and the Chachamim hold that it doesn't matter if a person doesn't aver b'shoigig shigigas maisa, or if a person doesn't aver b'shoigig shigigas hayra, either way the halacha is, your potter, you chayiv to bring a carbon chat. Whenever there's a shayla, did the majority of the Yidden do this Avera? Did a minority of the Yidden do this Avera? So you take a census, right? You take a poll. You have to count up all the Jews and then find out how many Jews did the Avera. So you'll be able to determine, is it Rav or is it not Rav? Is there a Parhelim Davishal Tzibur? Or is it the Mishnah and Hayris Dav Bezim and Aleph? So Rav Asi said that whenever you count the Jews, Holachacha Rav Yosh V'Eretz Yisrael, you only count the Yidden that are living in Eretz Yisrael. You don't count that are living in Chutzar. Shenema, how do you know that? It's something from a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vayash Shloim beis ahiyas achak." Shloim Melech, after he built the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash was finished Tishrei time. So it was Sukkot time, the Chol Yisrael, Imai Kal Godol, there were many Yidden there. Milavei Chamas at Nachal Mitzrayim. The Yidden were there from sea to shining sea. And the pasuk outlines the borders of Eretz Yisrael. They were came from Levi Chamos all the way to Nachal Mitzrayim, Lefnei Hashem Lekeinu, Shivas Yom, and the Shivas Yom, Arbas Yom, for 14 days, right? We know the Yidden, they didn't fast from Kippur that year. So this was when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, there's this huge Chanukas Habayis, and Kol Yisrael, Imai came, Kahal Godol. Where did they come from? Levoi Chamos Ad Nachal Mitzrayim. Fake the Gemara. Mechti. Psev Chol Yisrael Imai Kal Godol. It says that all of Kal Yisrael was there. They were Kal Godol. Levoi Chamos Ad Nachal Mitzrayim. Why does it mention they were there from Nachal Mitzrayim until Levoi Chamos? If all the Yidden were there, so all the Yidden were there, why are we mentioning the boundary trees of Eretz Yisrael? So Rav Asi said, Shema Mina, you know what you see from there? Hanihu de ikri kol, avahanach loy ikri kol. That the Kahal Gadol only means the Yidden that are in Eretz Yisrael. The Yidden from Levoi Chamas until Nachal Mitzrayim, they count in terms of what the Kahal Gadol is. But any Yid that's living in Chutz Laaretz doesn't count. Now if you look at the parish of the Parhel and Davashal Tzibur, the Torah says the word HaKahal. Klai Yisrael is referred to as a kohol. The definition of kohol is milavay chamas at Nachal Mitzrayim. It's only Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Asi said, whenever you discuss these sugyas in Masechtas Torahs, and you want to know the majority of the Jews, the minority of the Jews, you only count the Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael. But a Yid that's living in Chutz Laaretz doesn't count. Another halacha. Pshita says the Gemara, it's Pashit. Merubin v'nismatu. What would be if the Yidden that did the Avera, again, Bezdin Paskin that this piece of meat is kosher. And Yidden went ahead and butchers started selling the meat. Yidden started eating the meat. And then they found out afterwards that really it wasn't kosher. If Roiv of the Yidden ate the meat, Par Halom Davash Al Tzibur. If less than Roiv, that's the first Mishnah Maseches Ha'iris, Machlekes Tanon, whether you bring a carbon yachid, meaning a regular carbon chatas, or you don't bring a carbon chatas, but a Par Halom Davash Al Tzibur, you're for sure not going to bring. Clears the Gemara, what happens if Merubin, the Yidden, originally when they ate from the meat, they represented the majority of Klal Yisrael, meaning the Yidden that ate were the majority, v'nismatu. But then some of them died. Some of the people that ate died. So by the time they realized they made a mistake, and by the time it came to bring the carbon, they weren't a roiv anymore. The question is, do you bring the carbon, or do you not bring the carbon? On the one hand, at the time that the Aveira was done, roiv of Klal Yisrael did the Aveira. But then again, at the time that it came to bring the carbon, they were no longer roiv. Says the Gemara, "Hainu pluk Rav Shimon v'Rabbanan." That's pasha. We know what halach is, even though it to us sounds like an interesting shaila. But the Gemara says pshita. I know exactly what halach is. It's a machlokes Rav Shimon v'Rabbanan. Who's this machlokes Rav Shimon v'Rabbanan? So this is a Mishnah also later in the parak. Daf Yud Amid Aleph. And the Gemara over there discusses, we know that a yachid that does an aver b'shoikik, an averish is doing a karis, had to bring a carbon chatas. But there were certain yachidim that their carbon chatas was a little different than the ordinary carbon chatas. The ordinary carbon chatas could be either a kizba, that's a female sheep, or a seira, that's a female goat. If the person that did the avera was the Kohen HaMashiach, Kohen Gadol, or he was a Nasi, so his carbon had to be upgraded. He had to be a special carbon. The Mashayil over there is, what happens if somebody was a Hedyot? He was a regular person, did an Aver B'Shoigig. And then he was Nismana, he was appointed to be either the Kohen Gadol, or he was appointed to be the Nasi. And then when he was the Kohen Gadol or the Nasi, he found out, it was brought to his attention, that when he was a Hedyot, he did an Aver B'Shoigig. So right now, when he found out about the Avera, he's a Kohen Gadol or a Nasi. What carbon does he bring? Does he bring the carbon of a Hedyot, which was what he was when he did the Aveira? Or does he bring the carbon of a Kohen Gadol or a Nasi, which is what he is when he found that? Machlokes, Rabbanan, and Rav Shimon. The Rabbanan say, you bring the carbon of a Hedyot. That's what you were when you did the Aveira. That's the carbon you're going to be. Rav Shimon says, no, you don't bring the carbon of a Hedyot. Says the Gemara, so what do you see then? You see Lechura, a Machlokes. According to the Rabbanan, you always go, when you want to determine the carbon chatos, based on what the matzav was at the time the Aveira was not. According to Rav Shimon, you have to take the Shas Yediyah into consideration. So says the Gemara, Lechura, according to the Rabbanan, Merubin v'nismatu, that loch is going to bring the parhal and davash al tzibur. Just like the Hedyot who becomes a Nasi brings the carbon of a Hedyot since he did the Aveira when he was a Hedyot, so too if Roiv of the Kohol did the Aveira when they were Roiv of the Kohol, then they're going to have to bring that carbon. Whereas according to Reb Shimon, who holds that you don't bring the carbon Hedyot because you have to take the Shas Yediyah into consideration, so Lechura here too, you're not going to be able to bring the parhel and davash al tzibur. Because b'shas yediyah, they weren't the rabbim anymore. If b'shas the yediyah, they weren't roiv of Klal Yisrael, because some of these yidden that ate from the food died, the melo, you're not going to bring the parhel and davash al tzibur. So the Gemara says, pshita, it's pasha, merubim v'nismatu, hainu plukta, the rabshim v'rabbana. The question is, mu'atim v'nisrabu mai, what would be if it was in the reverse? What would be if the yidden that ate from the food, al pi hayraz bezdin, were a miut, and then later, some of the other yidden died. Some of the yidden that didn't do the avera died. So the now, at the time of the yediyah, it comes out that those yidden that ate, even though they weren't the majority of the kol at the time that they ate, but now they represent the majority. My, what would be the halacha over there? Mi pligi Rav Shimon v'Rabbanan. Do we say that Rav Shimon v'Rabbanan would argue there too, or not? Meaning, do you say Rav Shimon does about the yediyah mechayev? That maybe a coin to Rav Shimon that says you have to take the shas yediyah into consideration is going to say you're chayev. Rabbanan, the Azli Basar Chatas Patri. Whereas Rabbanan that say you go Basar, what the situation was at the time of the Avera, they're going to hold Pata Eloi, or maybe not. Meaning, if it was Merubin Vinis Matu, the Gemara thinks it's Poshit that Taloch is, it's going to be totally in the Machlokes, Rav Shimon the Rabbanan. The question is, what if it's in the reverse? It's Muatim Vinis Rabu. What would be the Halach over there? Now, at first glance, what's the Svar? What should be the difference? Just like Merubin Vinis Matu, the Gemara thinks it's Mamish the case of Rav Shimon the Rabbanan, then Lechayim Muatim Vinis Rabu should be the same thing. So the Gemara is going to explain it now when it's going to be Doicha the Shaila. I mean, the Gemara is going to say the Tisbara, I don't even hear the Shaila. And in the Vitisbara, it will be clear what the Gemara Shiloh was. Meaning, when did Rav Shimon say the halacha? that if a head yet is nismana to be a kohen gadol, he doesn't bring the carbon head yet. What Reb Shimon was saying is the azal af basi yediyah. You need, in order to be chayiv and bring you a carbon, you need that the chet, the actual avera, and the idea when you were notified of the avera you did was at a shas chiyuv. So that Reb Shimon holds in the Mishnah later that if somebody was a hedyet and he was nismana to be a kohen gadol, or if somebody was a hedyet he was nismana to be a nasi, the halach is he's going to be potter from being a carbon. Meaning the Rabbanon hold that you go based on the shas asiyah. And being at the shas asiyah, he was a hedyet, you bring the carbon of a hedyet. Reb Shimon says you have to take the idea into consideration as well. And being that you weren't a hedyet at the shas yediyah, the halacha is you're going to not be able to bring the carbon of a hedyet. Now, what carbon are you going to bring? Reb Shimon says you don't bring a carbon at all. You know why Reb Shimon says you don't bring a carbon at all? Because Reb Shimon says you need the asiyah and the yediyah to be in the same status, and you don't have it. Because at the shas asiyah, you were a hedyet, and the shas yediyah, you were the nasi. And the hedyet has one carbon, and nasi has another carbon. As a result, you can't bring any carbon at all. If that's the case, Tainas the Gemara, if it is, bro, it's poshut what the answer is going to be. Meaning, Reb Shimon can't hold that Mu'atim v'nisrabu, you're going to bring the parahel and davashal tzibur because they were arrived at the shas yediyah. Because you need that the asiyah and the yediyah should be in his man of chiyav. And mean that at the time of the asiyah they were mu'atin, it's pasha, you're not going to bring the carbon. V'tizbara emet eshamalei the Rav Shimon, the azal afbas the yediyah. Meaning, heichid ahav yediyah v'chata b'chiyav. Like in an ordinary case, that's when you bring the carbon chatos. But yediyah deloy chata mishamalei. But if all you had was the yediyah in the zman of a chiyuv, but the aver itself didn't take place in the zman of a chiyuv, does Reb Shimon hold that you're going to bring a carbon? The imkain. Now, if you're going to tell me that Reb Shimon holds you do laisiki hashto, why does Reb Shimon in the Mishnah Daf Yud say that a hedyet that was nesmana to be a nasi or a kohen gadol doesn't bring a carbon? Why doesn't he bring a carbon? He should bring the carbon of a nasi, the carbon of a kohen mashiach. If Reb Shimon shittes, you go basi yediyah. The teretz Reb Shimon shittes is not you go basi yediyah. Reb Shimon shittes is af basi yediyah. You need the asiyah and the yediyah both to be in the same time in order to be chay. So it's for that reason, it's true. Meruma v'nesma'atu. If the yidin represented a roiv at the time they did an aver, but they're no longer a roiv at the shas yediyah, according to Reb Shimon, they're not going to bring the parallel davar shel tzibur. Because all you have is the chet in the shas chiyuv, you don't have the yediyah in the shas chiyuv. But at the same time, mu'atim in esrabu, you're also not going to bring the carbon. Because there too, you only have the chiyuv, they have the roiv at the shas yediyah, you don't have it in the shas asiyah, and you need to have the roiv both in the shas yediyah and in the shas asiyah in order to be chayiv. Ella, Rab Shimon chatov yediyah b'ayu ibayu luhu. Another shayla, a little bit of a simpler shayla. Hayru bezdin chaylev mutter. Bezdin paskin that chaylev is mutter. Va'asu miyata kol. And then a minority of the kol, not a majority, a minority went ahead and they ate this chaylev. Now we're going according to the Tanavar Mishnah, whether it's Rav Meir, whether it's Rav Yehuda, but the Tanavar Stam Mishnah that holds that if hayru bezdin and a yachid or a miyot, anything less than roiv of the nation does this aver, the halach is, there's no chiyav. So right now, there's no chiyav at all. There's no parallel davash al tzibur, that's easy, because you don't have the roiv of Klal Yisrael. There's also no chatas yachid, because it's shigiga seira, by shigiga seira, there's no chatas yachid. But what happens, if hayru bezdin chaylev mutter, va'asu miyat hakol, and a miyat of the kol acted upon the hayru bezdin, the chazru bezdin bohen, and then bezdin was chayzer, they realized they made a mistake. And then, amazingly, the same Bezdin was Vahiru. They made the mistake a second time. I'm not sure how this happened. But the same Bezdin made the mistake a second time. And Va'asum Yadachar. And then another minority of the Yidden did it. And Mao. What's the halach? If the two miyutim amitzarif, meaning between the two hayrois, you end up with the roi. Do you bring the parallel and davar shel tzibur or do you not? Do you say keeping the shtei yediyos ninu loy mitzarif? Being that these were two yediyos, meaning Bezdin paskin once and then Bezdin paskin again, it was two Piskei Hayra of Bezdin. So each one had a miut. You can't be mitzdarif to do to create a roiv. At the end of the day, it was the same psak. And who cares that it happened on day two hayrois? At the end of the day, maybe between the two, you're gonna end up with a roiv. You're gonna end up with a roiv. You should be chayv. Says Gmar Vim Tim. So let me keep the idividi chaylev u'mitzdarif. If you're gonna tell me that, being that at the end of the day, it's the same psak. It's for that reason you're gonna be chayv. Miut bechaylev shal gabi akev. Miut bechaylev shal gabi dakem ma'u. What if the thing that the yidden ate was not the same thing? Meaning, some yidden ate chaylev of the keva, and some yidden ate chelav of the daken. Is that mitzdarif? Meaning that the two things are learned out from two different psukim, that means the mistake that Bezdin made was two different psukim. Maybe that's not mitzdarif. Meaning another shiloh. What would be if Bezdin made two different mistakes? Both mistakes related to chelav, a miut acted upon one mistake, another miut acted upon another mistake. Are they mitzdarif or they not mitzdarif? What's the tzad? They shouldn't be mitzdarif. It's two different averis. What's the tzad? They should be mitzdarif. They're both chelav, so they're not that different. So says the Gemara, so Mishem chelav who mitzdarif. You're going to tell me, okay, they're both chelav, so they're mitzdarif. What about miut bechelav, miut bedamau? What would be if a miut ate chelav and the miut ate dam? Hachavade trei surin, and they're two completely different isurim. The kivendei isurim shavalei mitzdarif. Maybe it's pasha. Meaning, bezdin paskin that chelav is mutter. Bezdin paskin that dam is mutter. A miut of the tzibur ate chelav, a miut of the tzibur ate dam. Between the two of them, they did an averish as doina chorus. Do you bring the parhal and davashal tzibur or not? On the one hand, they're two different averes. Oy dilma, kivon de karbon and shava. They're both davashes doine karis. They're both subject to chatas. Now mitzdarif for the parhal and davashal tzibur. Tim tzolim you get talking kivon and shava mitzdarif. Miet bechelav miet avayizik chavim out. What would be if some ate chelav and some ate and some did avay dezara? Hachavad de eni surim shava the en karbon and shava. Here maybe it's different because Avodah Zarah, if someone does B'shoigig, he brings a different carbon. We'll go through it, but we'll see that it's a different carbon for someone that does Avodah Zarah B'shoigig. So maybe over here you could say that a little bit of the Yidden did Chelav, and a little bit of the Yidden were Oved Avodah Zarah, that's not Mitzdarif, because it's completely different. Oydel, Makim Yidiv Yidid Karasu, maybe at the end of the day they're both Karas, Mitzdarif. So the Gemara says, Teiko, Ibaidu, another Shag, Hayru Bezin Shechelav Mutter, Bezin passing the Chelav as Mutter, Vasu Miyot Akol, and some Yidden, a Miyot, acted upon Bezin's Psak, Umes Oysa Bezin. And Bezdin died, V'amma Bezdin Acher, and another Bezdin came along, V'chazru, V'hoiru, and they issued the same psak as the previous Bezdin, V'asu Miyat Acher, and another Miyat acted upon that psak of Bezdin. What's the Shaila? Is there a parhal in Davish al-Tzibur? Are we mitzdarif the two Miyutim? Are we not mitzdarif? Ali, but the man of Bezdin Maisi, according to a mayor, Hushita is, that Bezdin is the one that brings the parhal in Davish al-Tzibur, Leiti Bailach. There's no Shaila. The less no, you don't have one Bezdin that issued a psak that Rav of Klai Yisrael was Nichshol. One Bezdin issued a psak and a miyut was Nichshol, and another Bezdin issued a psak and another miyut was Nichshol. So there's no Shaila. Kiti Bailach, Ali B'demand Amat Tzibur Maisi. Shaila is according to Mandam, and it says the Tzibur brings it. My Tzibur Hakoi. Do you say the Tzibur's alive, and the Tzibur did the Avera, so maybe they bring it. Oidom, Yedidahu Bezdin, the Hayrubina. Maybe you need, it should all come from the same Bezdin. And being this is not all from the same Bezdin, maybe you're not going to have the Allah. Says the Gemara, Teku. Another Shaila. Another Allah. Omra Bianis. Meya Sheyashvul Hayrus. 100 Dayanim sat down to paskin a shaila. Ein chayavin ad sheyoyru kulan. The halacha is, unless all 100 make the mistake, you don't have the halacha of hayru bezdin. You don't have it so that in the event that roiv of the kohol acted upon the hayru bezdin, there should be a parol on davash al tzibur. And you also don't have it in the event that miut acted upon it, you'd have the p'tur of our Mishnah, Hayru Bezdin, that you potter from the Shigyos Yachid. The only time it's considered a Hayru Bezdin, where Bezdin makes a mistake, is if every Dayan that was part of this Bezdin, even if it was 100, it was more than the number 71, it doesn't matter. If every Dayan that's there contributed, not just contributed in terms of casting the vote, but every Dayan got it wrong, that's when you have this halacha. Otherwise not. How do you know that, Shinevon? Because the Pasuk says, V'malkol adas Yisrael yishku, and we learn from there, ad she yishku kulam. Every single person has to make the mistake. Amar Rav Huna, Breid Rav Hoshia, how can I be mistaken? It's mashman that way. V'chol ha-teru kula kamla ruba kakula. Because we know in kol ha-teru kula, ruba is kakula. V'hacha k'sivan, over here it says kol ha-eda. So why did the Torah have to say, V'imkol adas Yisrael? Why does it have to say kol ha-eda? The entire Bezdin. Let it just say ha-eda, and you'll know the entire Bezdin. And maybe you'll know Roiv because Rubei Kekula, but what's the emphasis of Kol Ha'eda? You know what it's probably coming to teach me? It's probably coming to teach me because ordinarily we know Rubei is Kekula. Here it's coming to tell me that Hayo V'kach Afilu Hein Meya, that it's not enough Rubei Kekula, Kol Ha'eda is coming to teach me you need Kol Ha'eda. Roiv of the Eda is not good, it actually has to be Kol Ha'eda. It's not within the Mishnah, our Mishnah, Hayru Bezdin, Bezdin Paskin, V'yod Echa Me'am Shatos. If you remember, the Reish of the Brace discussed where somebody came, asked Bezdin a Shaila, Bezdin Paskin, they made a mistake, the Yochid acted upon Bezdin's mistake, Yipata for bringing the Karban Chatas. Then there was a Seifa. The Seifa was where Bezdin Paskin, there was a member of the Bezdin, or someone that's right to be a member of the Beis Din, who was there, he heard Beis Din's psak, he knew Beis Din was wrong, he went ahead and did what Beis Din said, he thought mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim, what was the halacha? He has to bring the karpin chatas. Now, the Gemara is going to ask Akasha that if one of the members of the Beis Din knew that Beis Din was wrong, then l'chura, he didn't make the mistake of Beis Din. His vote that he must have casted was not the mistake. So you see, he didn't have all the dayanim. If he didn't have all the dayanim, then there's anyways no halacha of Hayru Beis Din. So the whole thing is then an arrival. How could Rabbi Yonason say that you need all the dayanim to make the mistake? Isn't our Mishnah, the safe of our Mishnah, a classic example where you have a Hayru Beis Din, but you don't have them all making the mistake because one of the dayanim clearly did not make the mistake. So as the Gemara, let's see it inside. Tanan hayru beis din v'yada echam yam shatov oy tamid v'roy loyra v'holach v'asa apien bein sha'asu v'asa yima bein sha'asu v'asa achareim bein sha'loy asu v'asa reiz achayiv nech sha'loy tal be'beis din. Says the Gemara, hayhu d'chayiv ha'achapot. It sounds like this person is chayiv because he knew. But ha'achapot, meaning you have a hayru beis din. An ordinary person that would have acted upon this mistake of Beis Din would have been Pater. V'amai, holo nigmara hayra. L'churi, you didn't have the entire hayra. Why didn't you have the entire hayra? Because it was one person that didn't paskin. Says the Gemara, hachav mayaskin, and hirkin, ahu echam yam b'roisha. You have to say that this person nodded his head. And he nodded his head, meaning in approval to, he's going along with the psak of Beis Din. But really, he didn't agree with it. And that's why he is treated it uniquely in our Mishnah. But he was hirkin es roishoy in the sense that he actually casted a vote along with the dayanim who were saying the mistake that they made, despite the fact that he knew differently. So you have to work this out a little bit better, but that's the Gemara's teretz. So the Gemara says, Toshma, I'll bring you a ride from a Mishnah later. Hayru Beis Din, Beis Din paskin, v'yada echam yam shato. And one of the members of the Beis Din knew that Beis Din made a mistake. And he told him, toyim atam, he told them off. He said, Rabbi, say you're making a mistake. Hareyu l'pturim. It's a halacha. There's no din of Hayru Beis Din. The only time you have a Hayru Beis Din, sigh with regards to Paral and Davashal Tzibur, sigh with regards to the Kula of Shigiga Seira, is only if everybody was somewhat in agreement. But if one person actually told the Dayanim, Toyanatem, then the halacha is Pturim. Says the Gemara, Taimid Amadam Toyanatem. It sounds like it's only if the person says Toyanatem. Hot Shasik, Mishtok Chayov. That's how you just be quiet. It sounds like you'd be Chayov. Vigamar Lahayra, Vamay Valay Hayru Kulon. If this person thinks Beis Din is making a mistake, then L'churi is not paskening alongside Beis Din. If he's not paskening alongside Beis Din, then you don't have all the Dayanim. If you don't have all the dayanim, how could it be chayiv? First he nodded his head, and then afterwards he said tayyamatan. Again, it sounds a little like a doichik, because if he nodded his head, then he agrees with them. So he nodded his head. So you had all the votes, you had the hayru beis din, and then afterwards he told him tayyamatan. Either way, we'll stop here.